96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation is brought to you by Allah Bonneville Gold, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, ESC Distributors Limited, Grand Bahama News, Popeye, Printmaster, and Ron's Electric Motor.
Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. A beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company, always being able to chop the thing down. Grateful to be in your presence, man. I'm just happy to be here to kind of talk the way that we're talking about where we are for growth and development, where we're seeking to go. We've had significant conversations over the past few days. Well, yesterday and today, and I know that over the course of the time that I wasn't here, that we had these kind of conversations about integrity, and it seems like it's a recurring theme, right? Like we continue to be able to have this kind of relentless, unyielding conversation about integrity and what should happen from a governmental standpoint, from a leadership standpoint in the country here. So we're going to kind of continue that course. I'm waiting on Garth. He's probably too soon to the conversation with us. Able to do that. Got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you go and check them out. They're located at number 407 Blue Hill Road South. If you're in the market for sort of your insurance for your taxis, your jet skis, your liveries, your personal vehicles, you can be able to get them, and they can take very good care of you. The number that you can dial them with is 3411-AFS, 3411-AFS. They can take very good care of you in those particular areas. I got to shout out my good, decent people, man. Avery over at Art Development, they have everything. If you're in the market and you're looking for that rebar. Now, listen, this may not necessarily be the thing for you. This may not necessarily be what you do in terms of being able to move forward with clarity and understanding. Maybe you're not even thinking about these things. Maybe you're thinking the traditional route. But if you're in the market and you're looking for something that you want to be able to participate in this conservative nature that's really being able to amplify, not just locally, but internationally, but be a good environmental steward, you got to be able to check out my guy, man. He's Avery Lightbourne, Art Development. With the MST bars, this is the fiber rebar. They got everything, man. And I'm just grateful to have an opportunity to talk to you about them because I have been having good conversation with him about some stuff that needs to be done and how we can be able to participate in that. So check them out. They are located on... Well, you can give him a call. You can give him a call, and he'd be more than happy to be able to assist you in those areas. His numbers that he can be able to assist you with is... 557-5814. That's 557-5814. Or you can be able to check him out. It's a family-owned business. It promotes innovation in building materials and the concepts. Not only is smarter and a cleaner environment, but it's a more affordable access for all. You got to be able to check out Art Development with my good friend Avery Lightbourne. He's assisting you if you're looking for that rebar. Like I said, reach out and give him a call. Even if you got to email him over at... artbahamas@gmail.com, artbahamas@gmail.com. And if you're in the market and you're in your car right now, or you get an SD, well, not an SD, you wouldn't do that to them people car, but if you just got a Japanese vehicle and you can't get your signals the way that you normally get, if you're listening on your device right now, on your telephone, and you're driving around trying to be able to keep the phone to your ears, or you got the thing loud, or you got your headphones on, you could be able to fix that, right? You go down there, and if you have a Japanese input, the hit spot. Go down there to the hit spot. You know where the hit spot's located? we normally talk about this. Ian and I, HitSpot is located on Soldier Road, right there by the intersection, Soldier Road, Village Road, Bernard Road, Wolf Road, right there at the intersection on the southern side, right? So if you're heading north, it's on the southern side right there. Right there, you can see it in the building right on the side of Manny's. Manny's right there on the side there. So you can be able to get there. They're offering a $79.99 special. It's including a band expander, equipment, and installation during the month of September. So for the entire month of September, we're on September 3rd now, but the entire month of September gives you an opportunity for you to be able to kind of to get in there and get this thing done. You don't have to worry about it no more and ride up and down and try to figure out, oh God, how I can listen to my shows. Oh God, this Japanese car. Oh, Bluetooth is not. You don't have to do that no more. So you just go down there, $79.99. $79.99. Let us just let them know that you heard it here on Guardian Radio, and they give you that discount and take care of you in every way that they can possibly do that. And there's some great stuff down there also. If you're feeling a little young again, you can get yourself some speakers and whatnot. Do that. I'm not going to fight you. I'm just going to look at you funny in traffic. But do your thing. We're not going to fight you. Go down there, HitSpot, get that thing taken care of. Guys, it's devastating news, man. I think in the newspapers, I think we heard about it yesterday. We mentioned it yesterday, but we definitely did not. We didn't have a time, an opportunity to dive into it yesterday. Three brothers killed in the crash that happened the other morning. Philip Christie, D'Angelo Christie, and Philip Christie again. So I suppose this is the second and the third. This is bananas. Three brothers. How, and I think a lot of persons are kind of emphasizing this sort of an idea of how a mother could be able to deal with that. Isn't that difficult? Isn't that difficult? Victims were the mother's only sons, right? Three brothers, all in their 20s, died early Monday morning in a car crash on Somilo Butler. Ah, man. I don't even know what to say to that. Mom, we know that you're dealing with whatever you're dealing with also, and we continue to be able to pray for you. We know that this must be heart-wrenching for you and, the boy's father. This must be extremely heart-wrenching. And so we continue to be able to pray for you and pray that the Father watches over you and keeps you in your time of extreme bereavement. Three caskets going down the same time. Man, I am so very sorry to hear that. I'm so very sorry to hear that. And you know, sometimes you feel helpless and useless, and sometimes you want to do more than being able to offer a prayer. But all I could offer you is prayers and just hope to God that you're comforted and that you could find some relief, that the Father speaks to you and you get some sort of alleviation and understanding that, you know, they did what they were supposed to do and they're now in a better place. I'm hoping. I am hoping. And we continue to be able to pray for you. This is hard. This is extremely hard. You know, as a parent, when you see these things happen, you start to think about your children. And what if it was you? And whether or not you feel the kind of empathy that you should, knowing that this has happened to one of our brothers, one of our sisters in the country, our fellow Bahamians. And you think about it, then you go about your day. Man, this is devastating. If it's devastating. So we continue to be able to pray for you and pray that the Father watches over you. In East Grand Bahama, Dorian's trauma lingers, but hopes reside. The East Grand Bahama minister, the East Grand Bahama member of parliament, Kwesi Thompson, we need to hear from you. We need to hear in these particular instances about what we're doing. Guys, we're diving into this. September is going to be the month that we chop these things down. I don't care who you are or who you is. We're putting your name on the table with decency and in order. And we're going to talk about what has happened or didn't happen over the past 20 years. The ideas that you had in being able to come into here. And Kwesi, you're one of the persons that we're going to scrutinize significantly because you've had an opportunity in Pine Ridge, step back from politics and now back in politics again. We don't expect, especially with your government not in, these things to instantaneously be able to change in the environment. But what we expect is relentless, consistent advocacy agitation, this kind of a posture and position that continues to push for the people of your constituency. I don't believe that members of parliament remember that you are serving the people of your constituency. Let's be decent about these things and dive deeper into those conversations. Also, the FNM launches the training program for aspiring candidates. I still stand strong on my position with this. This don't make sense to me. I see that you look like you're doing something, but that's almost like jogging in one spot. It shows activity in the body, but it doesn't show progression. I just won't be decent with you. My God, you all got, listen to me. 15 calls I had yesterday. I exaggerated. It was one of them, maybe about 5 or 6 after the show. Howard, listen to me. You're trying to do away with the FNMA. Hold on. That's not what this is. I told you all how I do my work before. This is how I do my business. This is how I do my work. I identify, I scrutinize based upon what's happening locally, based upon what's happening internationally, based upon what's happening from a global standpoint, and I try to make a determination as to whether or not this is a path for progression. This is not. The PLP has already done this. The PLP has taken out, after they got that significant whooping, and the minister provided them that significant whooping, Perry Christie stepped down. He wasn't in law. They shifted everything. They brought Reynard Rigby. I had to remember. Reynard Rigby. They changed the constitution. They made some modifications. They did everything. They had these aspirants moving towards that. Over 400 of them. I don't know what they deduced it down to. They certified these people. They were so happy. They hold up their certificate. They take a picture. They put those persons in. Many of these people are peppered through government. The same government right now, this New Day administration that having trials and tribulation, this New Day administration that's going through so much right now. I don't think this is going to work. This is just me. It's just me. I just want to be decent about this. I don't think that this is going to work. We got Wild Bill in the house. So happy to see you, my brother. I don't think this is going to work, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to be decent as I say this. The PLP has already showed us a model. Simultaneously, this same PLP who say that they are a new day, new mindset, new aspirants, all these particular things come out. When we start to ask them about the freedom of information, they tell us about the philosophical difference that exists between the FNM and the PLP. This is oxymoronic. This is redundant. This doesn't make any sense. How you could be a new day, transforming, moving towards progressive things and trying to hold on to these traditional mindsets. It ain't gonna work. And I don't believe that the FNM knows a better way to do it. I just want to be decent as possible. I don't believe that the FNM have a better idea to fortify a horrible idea. I just want to be decent. As I look at this and we chop these things down, they got to be able to introduce you to my good, decent friend who's sitting here in the studio with me, none other than Garth Roseborough. My brother, we sit down for a little while. You was on vacation. I was on vacation. We're back. What's happening with you?
Boy, I tell you, I'm here, Howard Grant. I listened to your show yesterday. It was very, very interesting, as usual.
Especially when a woman texts about you, but I just don't want to say that.
Boy, I don't know if she loves me or she hates me. But
I don't know if it's a woman's mind. I know it's a text that came through.
Or it could be either, eh?
It could be either.
Yeah, well, it's all a part of the...
I pray they ain't both.
It's all a part of the industry, you know. Some people listen well. Other people, they come with their own theses and their own proclamations, but I assure you that I would never say such a thing. But if that's what they heard and that's what they believe, well, who am I to say no? It's a great day here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. All 400,000 plus of us, I think we're doing pretty much okay. We do give condolences to the family, as we just said, of the three boys and all those other people who lost their lives this weekend through tragic circumstances. But as we look around the world, we can't really say there's a better place to actually live. This is the greatest country on the planet in terms of peace and safety, and we may have our disagreements, but at the end of the day, we all love each other, and that's what makes the Bahamas the archipelago that it is, an archipelago of love.
I feel like as we're getting deeper into this, Garth, we're going to have a deeper conversation, a deeper dive into how we dissect these things, and we're hoping that everyone has their big boy pants on. As you look at the Tribune today and identify these things, the Tribune is being able to say something more specific. Now, I read it at the very bottom of the Tribune. You could be able to see something. It says, still need for commission of inquiry on Dorian. With Dorian administration not having, with the Davis administration, I'm sorry, not having committed to a launching of the commission of inquiry for the Hurricane Dorian related deaths, Free National Movement Chairman Dwayne Sands said that he still supports such an inquiry, emphasizing that regard and their missing loved ones. Now, I won't be decent.
You can be decent with news like that. Is there any way to be decent?
This is an absolutely inappropriate person to come out and talk about this.
Well,
Dr. Dwayne Sands is not the appropriate person to have a conversation about a commission of inquiry, more specifically about Dorian.
As a former minister of health.
Minister of health.
Cabinet minister.
With responsibility for being transparent and providing information at the forefront, indicating that it's different than what the official capacity that the government has indicated. This, that we have not forgotten.
We have not.
We have not forgotten this. We have not.
Yeah.
And this is not an issue to play politics with.
As a matter of fact, God forbid something like that actually happened in New Providence. We do not even now possess the certainty that we will be okay in New Providence.
How?
We have not seen a system that
their
works
idea,
in such situations.
Their ingenious idea of being okay now is taking us to another island.
Well,
that's the
you
idea.
You know, people think that I must be a monster. I must be a demon, right? But just the other day, Howard, I started your show. It's amazing how you put these shows together. The type of brain, that's what I was thinking about yesterday, the type of brain that you have, right? Morgue being full, remember?
Of
the
course.
People have been on strike. Mm-hmm. And in Dorian, we had bodies all over the place, putting them in old trailers and mm-hmm. people missing. We have a serious systematic breakdown. That's what we're really facing. And I do believe that your show, The Foundation, is attempting to either reset the foundation, break down the current foundation, and rebuild again. Because I've recently become a fan, Howard, of actually just restarting. Just let's try this again. Let's go back to 1973 and see if we can do it better this time.
But you know something, even if, Garth, and this is for me, even if we don't get to the rejuvenation, the revival, the restoration, and all those things for the foundational standpoint in our country, the least that we can do, the least that I seek to do here, is be able to have you acknowledge that there once existed a foundation and that we have drifted significantly. I got to let your conscience be your own prick. You got to prick your own consciousness to have a clear understanding that we should do better than what we're doing right now.
We're supposed to.
I'm looking at this, and this is a joke, man. The Free National Movement has taken on this position. They call an entire press conference to say that we are now going to do the same thing that the PLB has done. We realize that, and what they should have articulated, and y'all going to fight me for this, and I'm sure yesterday I got a bunch of telephone calls. You called me yesterday, and when you start calling me, I tell you, Jesus, this FM will kill me. My phone started ringing off, and then I have a special ring. I say, I know this FM, they need to stop, right?
Oh, you got a special ring for FM?
No, I just know in my spirit, I say, they come to bother with me. Bother with it, right? So I look at this, and I say to myself, this is a difficult thing for us to do. This is difficult to have a conversation about the fact that you're moving towards these acquisitions. And there is a conversation, God, let's be straight. There is significant chatter that's coming out of Central Grand Bahama and Kalani. Oh, God. I just want to be decent.
You're preaching. It's early.
It's very early.
It ain't Sunday yet. It's Saturday.
My God.
But it's early.
But we still feel the glory from Sunday, so let me go. Loose me. Let me go. Right? When I look at it, and I look at the layout, and I identify these things, I say to myself, well, what I'm hearing coming from Central Grand Bahama, and what I'm hearing coming from Kalani, is this a strategic approach to ensure that you can box somebody out or some people out? Let's have a deep conversation about these things.
Hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to join us when we get back. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere for the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Quick commercial break. Be right back after this.
Foundation. foundation.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This summer, Popeyes and Coke is taking you from the beaches to Bourbon Street in Louisiana. With the purchase of a Nola Box, you can enter to win a grand prize trip for two to New Orleans. Enjoy the Nola Box, which has our iconic chicken sandwich, two chicken tenders, one side of choice, and a 32-ounce Coca-Cola beverage with a cinnamon apple pie for just $13.95. Fill out the skill question on your receipt. Enter online at Popeyes Bahamas Facebook page.
When you jump in your Japanese import and you turn the radio on, all you hear is for the month of September, the HitSpot will install a band extender in your Japanese import for the discounted rate of only $79.99, VAT included. Get your band expander installed today at the HitSpot and listen to
Star 106.5.
Plus, get fresh news and smart talk on
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Bennett, your company, the foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon here, sitting with my good friend Garth Roseborough, just talking about what's happening in the country. Now, we've seen the FNM make significant strides in being able to be very aggressive, now, listen to me, listen, Garth, really, right? I'm trying to relax, and all I see is the prime minister come out and said, well, we need to ask Michael Pintard about his donations and whether or not he got any donations from the Grand Bahama Port Authority, in a sense, I surmise it. And then there seems to be a back and forward, and Michael Pintard did not necessarily deny this, but he's indicated that all of us, in my mind, all I hear is all of us guilty of this situation.
Of course.
We have not heard a reformed position from the Progressive Liberal Party indicating that we're going to be able to identify and be able to push forward with campaign finance reform. No. We haven't heard significant conversations that we can rectify these issues going forward. We haven't heard from Michael Pintard how do we alleviate this as a society to ensure that our dependence is not on these particular entities that continues to be able to keep us trapped in a space. And I don't necessarily mean the Grand Bahama Port Authority. I'm talking about donors who live off the fat of the land to ensure that things remain the same and the way that it is. They are trapped in this position where we can't find ourselves moving forward as a community, as a society, simply because everyone hand in somebody else's pocket. We got to fix this. We got to fix this.
You said it best some months ago. As I sat with you, you said what we must understand as a people is that the Progressive Liberal Party has a plan, and the Free National Movement has a plan. And the only individuals who do not have a plan is we, the people of the Bahamas. This conversation that has been brought to the news media, to social media, and other forms of declaration is nothing more purpose than to confuse the masses, because they're all pointing fingers, but they're all guilty of the very same thing. So while we're paying attention to who speaks best, who sounds more powerful and more positioned, the truth of the matter is that we have always said it, we always knew it, that they're just one and the same. That which stood against that before has become that which was before. And this is what we're looking at, George Orwell, Animal Farm. We've taken over this farm. And the farm isn't going in a proper direction. We, the people, must now stand Howard Grant and say, you know what? This is not working. We can try to patch it up all we want. We know that you can't go to Princess Margaret to get a patch up. You know what's going to happen when you go there. Mm. If you go to doctor's hospital, you know what happened there. You got to pay some serious money. So the health care that the nation needs politically and nationally, we have to find that solution. We got to find a way to heal our nation. We have to find a way to reset our nation on a course that is what is not now present. Because this course that we're on now is going to take us to a place where we'll never be able to return.
Guys, give me a call, 323-622-325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere for the Family Violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. I see a call on the line. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, Alan.
Hey, what's up, Anton?
How you doing, bro?
Everything good, man. What's happening with you?
Right on, man. What's going on, Roseboro?
Hey, man. It's good to hear your voice. I listened to you yesterday at the end of the show.
You're laughing, but anyway.
Well, you know, you're always stately about your conversation, so I'm going to let you speak today. Go ahead.
And good afternoon to the nation. Look, I decided to hop in there early, Howard, because you hit my topic. This is my topic. Campaign finance reform is a conversation that I brought to that waves probably 20 years ago. That's how long it's been, Howard. Mm-hmm. And it's yet to happen. We've had a lot of lip service, a lot of talk, but no real action.
None.
Right?
None.
And look, Howard, campaign finance reform is so very serious. It is, as a matter of fact, if you want to talk about breaking the back of status quo, can you hear me clearly, Howard?
Yeah, man, go ahead.
Go ahead, Antoine.
Okay, good. If you want to talk about breaking the back of status quo, if you want to talk about changing of the guard, if you want to talk about leveling the foundation and ensuring that opportunities are provided, Listen, let me go to vehemence line. I ain't talking about no scraps given to behemoth people and making it seem as though you're doing something for the behemoth people. I ain't talking about no, I'm opening no small doors. I'm talking about opening the doors in this country.
Why would they want to do that, Anton?
Huh? Say it again.
Why would they want to do that?
that's a loaded question, but a very good question, guys. Let me add this in before I go to concluding my point. Howard, God rest my father's soul.
The great Thompson. Yes.
Yes. God rest your soul. But Daddy used to say to me all the time, Howard, all the time, because he was a part of the great men and women who made the change through majority rule, who helped to fund it, who helped to lead the fight on the ground, and who helped to protect the leaders as they seek to do their work in this country. And no political party in all this country can ever pay him back for the work that he's done, the sacrifices he's made, and what he's given up, right? But let me say this. He used to say this to me often. You can be anything you want to be in this country now. You can be anything you want to be in this country now. You can go anywhere you want to go in this country now. You can go anywhere you want to go. Listen here, gentlemen. Listen here, to the nation.
Is that true?
Campaign, pardon me, God.
Is that true?
It is true.
Aren't there some communities you cannot go in overnight?
It is true.
Oh, you can't say
that. He didn't say you could live there. He said you could go anywhere and then get out.
It's
very clear.
I'm just being mischievous.
Gentlemen, I don't want y'all to cheapen those powerful statements.
No, this is a powerful statement.
With political theatrics. But let me just make the point. Listen, man. In order for us to realize the potential of this country for all behemoths, everyday behemoths, middle-class behemoths, even rich behemoths, right? In order to level playing fields, campaign finance reform has its tentacles tied across the board of everything in this country.
And the PLP ain't touched it yet.
Pardon me?
And the PLP.
And we are still the government, and we still have another 2 years, right? Let me not deviate any further. If we can put in place the procedure and the measures as a Davis-led, some people refer to it as Davis Cooper-led PLP administration. Listen,
wait a minute, Howard. What you mean we still got 2 more years? Define
of
that.
Governance.
You can take him off track. Go ahead, because I got I recognize you're talking.
Listen, okay. Let me get back to where I was. listen, if we can set the platform where
if
the Bahamas government finances campaigns, national general campaigns in this country, that would change everything. That would change, that would take all the burdens of the back, all the pressures of the back that are being applied by outside influences to our leaders in our country, who, in some instances, they may feel beholden to, and in other instances, they have to fight and ward off and still try to protect themselves in the process, because these are dangerous and hairy waters. Dangerous waters. Deep, dark, dangerous, hairy waters we are talking about when we bring up the conversation of campaign finance reform in this country. And it has to be a system that identifies, well, first and foremost, the grassroots people, the everyday people, all of us as a whole have to be able to contribute to the development of that program. And it can't just be for any willy-nilly party that comes about. It cannot be. You have to set the standards in place to ensure that people can meet the mark to qualify. And once you can qualify, the behemoth system kicks in with the campaign finance for you to mark contestants in any general election.
Anton, we got to talk about this further, because I write and I got some more callers on the line, so I'm going to have to let you go. But listen, you said you still got 2 years.
No problem, thanks for the opportunity. God bless.
Yeah, listen, and I appreciate you, Anton, but I want to say some things to you. We're going to have a further conversation, an in-depth conversation about the possibility of this being able to be a viable concept. Because first and foremost, campaigns, the only thing that comes from political parties, the only thing that we know political parties for, the only thing that solidifies a political party and gives them another 365 days to be able to live, another five-year period to be able to exist, to get to that campaign, is the way that they present themselves in a campaign. The amount of money that they spend, the amount of persons that believe in them and put money behind them. The PLP had an absolutely mind-boggling, it was a mind-blowing campaign. There was two campaigns in my lifetime that blew my mind from the PLP. Mm-hmm. We Believe in Bahamians. It was a strong campaign. Okay? And this New Day. The New Day was not so much, but it was a strong campaign in comparison to what the FNM was doing. The People's Camp, the People's Time was not, to me, that wasn't a good time. It wasn't a good campaign. They won, but it wasn't strong enough for me. Okay? What was strong is 1992, Better, Better. These campaigns solidify your place and spot in history. If you give that over to the government as an entity, we will have a lackluster campaign, and it'll cause the Bahamian people for the first time in the history of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas to actually scrutinize a candidate, as opposed to looking at the glitz and glamour of the campaign. Mm-hmm. So now you're going to have articulate people who are insightful and can be able to give you the pizzazz, and that they can paint a vision with their voices. But that doesn't happen now.
It doesn't have to happen.
Because you got money, and the money could do the marketing, and the money could do this, and the money could do that. Anton, we got to talk more about this. And so when you start to talk about the national general campaign, that's one thing. I want to be able to know about a sovereign board. Because if government's responsible for this, they can cut that voice. That's the first thing you do. They can cut that voice. Anytime, listen, we had to cut the budget. We cut the campaign budget. Wait, what you mean you cut the campaign? So whether or not you can have a sovereign board responsible for being able to do that. And how it's all almost oxymoronic to have a sovereign board here in the country, to have a board that has the autonomy, and it'll be a mirror of what's happening with local government. So you put your people in there strategically to ensure that things could get done. And so now you are at a standstill in the meeting because you're on there with a mission. Let's have a clear conversation. Let me take the next telephone call. Caller, go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, good afternoon, brother. How y'all doing today?
All is well, my brother. What's happening?
Good, yeah. Good. Well, number first of all, I got to commend Anton and say to him that
John Pinder, what's happening with you?
Which is Anton and I are on the same accord as related to campaign reform. We are on the same accord. I might as well tell you, I give him my 100% support and on that, and I'd like to be a part of that discussion whenever you have that.
I like that.
Now, I call to tell you, you're wrong about this thing, believing that the FNM is doing a wrong thing. Mm-hmm. So I ran for the FNM last election, and they had some training. And let me tell you something, man. The training was very, very significant and important. I'll tell you why. First of all,
even though I grew up to the bottom of Spring Hill, I grew up on top of Spring Hill, the PLP, which is the F&M, had the headquarters at Bottom Hill. And me and a lot of young friends used to hang around the headquarters and listen to what they got to say. Me and we didn't understand. I think we were very young boys. But the thing is this. I didn't know the full history of the F&M, even though I grew up around them and listening to them. So when I decided to run last election, and I had some
interviews and some talks with John Pinder.
This is very important. Jesus. If you don't know a product, you can't sell it. I couldn't go selling the F&M if I didn't know the product. The part of each training of the F&M, putting on the teach you the history and how to campaign and some things you need to know from a national perspective about wanting to be a member of parliament, how to conduct yourself. These are very important things. So I support them wanting to do it. And you said if you have to do it first, that's fine. Now, the one thing the F&M does not guarantee you is not because you step in the class that you will get a nomination. Because I don't even know if I can get a nomination. So that don't say you can get a nomination, but it just wants you to be ready in the event I got to call your number.
Listen.
You got me?
John Bender, look right here now. Now, what you just said to me is a description of orientation for the Free National Movement. Not necessarily a training course. It's a description for orientation. What I continue to be able to deal with is that this is not a preparation to become a member of parliament. This is for you to understand the history, the organization, the exact what should happen in the organization, how we expect you to conduct yourself based upon the issues that you've been having over the past 15 years in the Free National Movement. Let's be decent. Okay, we don't want y'all to be like Loretta. We don't want y'all to be like Minnis. We don't want y'all to be like this one. We want y'all to have decorum, understand that it comes to these things. This is orientation. We want you committed. We want you in your constituency. We want this. We want that. That is orientation. What the chairman came out and had a conversation about yesterday said you had to be had bona fide credentials. It's a difference between training and intellect. The Free National Movement should make a plea for intellectual candidates to gravitate towards the F&M. Once you get there and we identify your intellect, those people that you identify in the F&M who have the discernment to sit on these boards and committees to identify whether or not you're capable, have you move up to another step. You're going to have 3,000 people come there and you ain't going to use all them people.
You don't have to use all them. Let me say this to you, Albert. Everything you're saying is true and correct. Let me just say this to you, though. You can't keep doing the same thing, the same, and expect a different result. A lot of fellas sitting in Parliament now, you talk of their intellect, because they're an intellectual person. You thought they had some common sense, and now it'd be a member of Parliament.
Man, we could look at them people and say they ain't got no sense.
We could look at them.
Listen, homeboy. John. Miss Roseborough here. It was good to see you the other day at R.M. Bailey. Listen to me. One thing that I detest is going through university, and you know that your professor only passed with a C grade.
Barely stiff. If barely passed.
Your professor passed with a C grade, how do you expect to produce A students? It's a miracle. Do you know that you can have a doctor in the hospital that pass with a C grade? How do you like a doctor to pass with a C grade? Or what about a pilot that passed at a C level? Or any professional that passes at a C level cannot give you the full expertise that you need. When the Progressive Liberal Party had this training class for this election, before I even considered running in a third party.
Aspirants. They call it aspirants.
I got a call from, John. I got a call from Dominican Republic.
How wrong you are.
And they asked me to sit in the class. Now listen to me.
How wrong you are. Let me show you. Hubert Alexander Ingram, except no university. Maybe one better prime minister than him.
See, this is the difference.
This is what we're talking about, John. This is what you're actually proving my point. But you're proving my point. You're proving my point. You can't teach me.
Hold on. You might have the A intellectual experience and do not know how to represent people. You see all this talk about Mayor Monroe?
And
your friend Mayor Monroe?
And John, there are some Bahamian people.
But don't have the interpersonal skills. Don't know how to interact with people.
There are some Bahamian people.
I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you, John.
And get down to it. But people.
I don't disagree with you, John.
When you train with the F&M, they can teach you how to don't let you.
Who's doing the training? Who is the person doing the training?
Lyndon Biddle and Hubert Ingram.
Who's doing the training?
Various different people. I don't know who all have gotten in the training yet. I've been in some training last time.
Do you believe that there are some people.
Many people will do the
Do you believe there are some people who have not been to university, who know the F&M inside out that have the capability of being a member of parliament or even teaching that class?
Of course.
That's all I'm saying.
Of course.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying you have to go to university to know this. I'm just simply saying to you that there are people out there who have the ability, but you're not giving them the opportunity. That's all.
John, I want you to come here, sit down with me. I can call you after the show. Let's be able to get together. I want to have a further conversation about campaign finance reform. And also, I'd like to give you some more information and dive deeper in this conversation. Thanks so much, ladies and gentlemen. That was John Pinder. We got to talk about this, man, because I don't see it. The fella called me yesterday, and Howard say, Howard, is it fair to say that you're looking towards leadership? And I had to scrutinize that in my mind. I don't seek leadership opportunities. Either you are a leader or you're not. You can't aspire to be a leader. Either you are a leader or you ain't a leader. You can only execute in the office that you've been called. Let's just be decent. Let me take a quick commercial break and be right back after this.
The foundation. The foundation. Foundation.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch on one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Everything is bigger and better at Burger King Nassau. When you have a big appetite, BK has a royal deal for you. Get a flame grilled double Big King Jr. or an original chicken sandwich, plus four chicken nuggets, small fries, a drink, and a fresh baked cookie for only $9.95, including VAT. The royal deal was built for a big appetite. And at $9.95, including VAT, it's a steal of a deal. Go big and enjoy the BK flavors you love with the $9.95 royal deal at Burger King Nassau.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, here sitting with none other than my very good friend, Garth Roseborough. Now, I know the FNM's going to fight me down for this. This ain't me saying that you're wrong. I'm saying that maybe you should reconsider the approach that you've taken. That's it. Don't fight me. The language, posture, and position of this dispensation, this generation that you need to attract to get out to vote for you. The language, the posture, the enthusiasm of this generation that you want to identify to come into the organization ain't into this. That's all I say. And don't fight me. You could at least listen to me. You know what everybody won't go to? You know what everybody won't go to? They won't go to a seminar conference with big names and identify these particular things so you can create it, right?
Yeah.
And in those seminar conferences, they have workshops. So they have breakout courses, right? In those courses, you get identified, you get qualified, but you don't keep your expansion, your education is not local. You could do anywhere. Now that you're certified, anywhere in the country, anywhere in the region, anywhere in the world, based upon the certification, it gives you access and opportunity to be able to say that you have these things. That's why they started master classes.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people started master classes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a master at this. You've identified my mastery. You know exactly what I can do. Why don't you come and sit with me? This is the course. You can tell people that your tutelage, you've sat at the feet of this particular person. Boom, boom, boom. That's
mm-hmm.
attractive.
Mm-hmm.
That's extremely attractive. Right? When you identify these things and have a conversation, let's just be decent about this. When you identify these things and have a conversation, I had a call yesterday from a very good friend of mine, and he started to tell me of how this could work, mm-hmm. how this particular thing could work. And I said to him, when I moved to Nassau, I came looking for y'all. I came looking for you. You didn't even know who the hell I was. I sat there big and red and sat in the corner just listening to you all have a conversation. I never even participated. I only listened. I only listened. That's all I did. I went around and looked for what I identified as wisdom to be able to learn more about the Free National Movement, to be able to learn more about the constitution of the country, to be able to learn more about these things. I studied myself. Nobody had to tell me come to a class. But if you want it, my God, you got to go look for it. As if the hungry dog has eaten raw corn, my God, how hungry are you? That somebody got to come and puke in your mouth like a bird information. And you still ain't going to retain this because you ain't interested. This is the caliber of people that you're identifying and looking after. I just won't be decent as this.
And I'm trying to really work this in my mind, you know. So you take a course, like you said, orientation with the organization that you are loyal to. And you're getting an understanding of its genesis and where it is currently and where it's projected to go nationally. And then you sit under, if you were actually victorious in winning a nomination and you won your seat, you're sitting in a constituency only to sit at the benefit of the prime minister. That's it? That's what you don't understand
anymore? No. You take a second step. You skip one step. You're sitting in a constituency. The people in the constituency voted you in.
Yes.
And now the member of parliament, based upon your bona fide credentials, you've been identified to serve in the pleasure of the prime minister. As a minister.
Yes.
Right? So now you're serving as a minister, but you're also a member of cabinet, right?
Yes.
You're a member of parliament and you're in the cabinet.
Yes.
Now the issue that happens here is that your allegiance is no longer to the people who put you there.
This is what I'm talking about. So what is the class for? That's what I'm asking for you.
This is redundant in my mind. Your allegiance is no longer aligned with the people who put you there.
The average person, I just want to know if they can see that, like, John Penn is fighting for this class, right? That
you can't fight John Penn for his position.
No, it's his opinion.
John Pender.
But I know.
Explain to you.
I know
that I want a nomination.
I know that. That's what I'm saying. He's doing what he has to do to get to where he has to be. But you cannot tell me, at least, okay, I shouldn't say can't. I'm just warning them, Howard, to show me, to prove to me that by me taking this class, that I'm going to be fortified as a future member of parliament, that I can serve this country to a level that no one has served before.
You will not be.
That's what I'm talking about.
You will not be. You know what the classes were before? You know what people is telling you, what the old fellas is there? Man, you need to come around to the headquarters more often. Need to sit around the headquarters. That's what the old fellas tell you. That's what MCMs and stalwarts tell you. If you want to learn more about the organization, you have to participate in the organization.
Yes.
You have to come to the cookouts.
Yes.
You got to be able to go to the constituency headquarters meetings. All of a sudden, they won't give formality.
Howard, I've been to university.
Be decent.
I've been to university for 9 years. 9 years. I actually went to BTVI upon completing my 9 years to study plumbing. So I'm a certified plumber. Okay. People look at me and say, well, Garth, why did you go to university? I never got a real job with my university training. Never. Every person I've sat before.
That's a theologian training, right?
Yeah, but I worked as a pastor for 2 years, but that didn't work out because I just didn't fit in. I don't fit in. I'm not a fit-in type of person.
You're supposed to stand out there.
I am a very standout person. I'm a person who's going to march to my own tune, and therefore I do my own thing. Now, if the world hates me for it, let them hate me for it, Howard Grant. To me, I'm my own leader. I'm my own leader. I don't need people to follow behind me. I just march to my own tune. This is why I do the things that I do. You cannot teach me to be me, Howard. It's impossible. Ask me if I'm productive. Ask me if I'm profitable. Ask me if I'm having the greatest time of my life. And the answer to that is absolutely yes. The classes didn't teach me that. They helped me. They honed it to be the person that I am today. But they never created me on their own. It didn't happen that way.
But I
decided.
I believe that an unlearned person hearing this information believes that this training could prepare them to be the MP that don't even exist inside.
This is what I'm saying.
It can't prepare you to be able to be a leader that don't even exist in you.
Yeah,
my God.
It may assist you a little bit.
My God.
They can create you.
What you need to do is find out how to be. I can tell you. You'll come to Howard Grant course. Come to Howard Grant course. $150 an hour, 3 hours, 4 times a week. I can be able to do it for you, right? Hey, let me take this quick commercial break, get to news, and be right back after this.
The
foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Foundation. Foundation.
And we are foundation. Back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect foundation. On this beautiful Tuesday afternoon here, sitting in the studio. I'm here with Garth, but Garth stepped out, so he'll be right back to be able to do a few things and have a good conversation. Whilst he's not here, I want to be able to take the time to dive into this. I just want to talk with you like this. I need you to understand my thinking, okay? I need you to understand, Howard, what do you mean? Okay. I want to be decent about this and say that the structure that exists is a beautiful structure within both political organizations and seeking to make modifications to accommodate this dispensation and what you believe is an appetite for what they want. So you give people what you think they want, but you haven't done the significant studies, the requisite studies to identify whether or not this is deprivation or there's deprivation in this particular state or capacity. You haven't done it. The Free National Movement has not done the studies to identify these things. They haven't done it. They've identified they were uncomfortable with the fact that how people respond in the public. They were uncomfortable to how things continue to be able to leak out. They're believing that creating this particular space, and this is only from observation. I haven't had any depth, any long winded conversations about these particular things, but I want to give you this measured. I was identified to be a candidate in the constituency. I need you to understand, and if you do not understand, I'm going to say this to you. The Free National Movement knows this. I was identified to be a candidate for the Free National Movement in the Central Grand Bahama constituency back in 2016, something like that, right? So I did an interview. I went through an interview. I did the interview, and everyone who had aspirations to become a member of parliament for this specific constituency, there is a mechanism set up in the constituency itself. You go to constituency, you go to the constituency headquarters office, there is a board that continues to be able to meet. They identify these things, they scrutinize you with questions, so forth and so on. You go through the process in the constituency. You go to the constituency, you have the process in the constituency. The people who are on the board are people from the constituency. They know what's needed in their constituency. They know your posture. They know your position. They know your relationships. They know your reach. They know your potential. And that's based upon the fact that who your family is and what you've presented in the community so far. They know all these things. So when you come, they've already done what you call vetting. They've already vetted you locally. After they vetted you locally, they bring you in, they ask you, I don't know how much questions, maybe 10 questions, just general questions that they ask everyone. After you answer these particular questions, they deduce these answers, and I was recorded live. So people in Nassau could hear my contributions in Freeport. I was recorded live. After all of these deductions, they break it down to a short list. After they break it down to a shortlist, they may be able to carry this information, one, to the candidate selection committee to be able to make a determination about these things, or to carry it up higher in the organization for people who have the wisdom to identify and scrutinize whether we should go with this person or that person. When you get to this short position, then you are invited to Nassau to the candidate selection committee, you and the shortlist of people. At the candidate selection committee, I sat before Janet Boswick, I sat before C.A. Smith, I sat before Dr. Hall, I sat before Joshua Sayers, right? And in sitting before them, I presented some information, so forth and so on. Janet Boswick stood up and she said, wow, this is very impressive, Howard. Right? I've gone through all of these. I was rejected for Central Grand Bahama. Then I applied for West Grand Bahama. They've already chosen their candidate for Central Grand Bahama, who was Iram Lewis. So I tried for West Grand Bahama. Two people was in the race in West Grand Bahama. It was Howard Grant and Jeff Butler. I went through the process. I went through everything. I was interviewed. I was living in Nassau. I had to catch a plane, go to Grand Bahama, get interviewed in the constituency. They know me. They know all my family. They know all these things now. Whether or not they chose a candidate or not, I went through the process. I went through the process on a Wednesday or on a Tuesday, right? I got the call either Wednesday or Tuesday that Jeff Butler just died on an operation table. I just get a call. So the people who were calling me were saying, member of parliament, blah, 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 blah. I said, hold on, wait. That don't work like that. I promise you this is what I said. I said, hold on, that don't work like that. You ain't a member of parliament and you're not going to swing me and big my head up and make me feel like I got something that I don't got. None of this exists until it's in the papers. It don't exist until you get acknowledgement and ratification by the organization. Let's just be very clear. After I would have gone through all the scrutiny, I had to go to the candidate selection committee. The candidate selection committee is the discernment of the organization. I need y'all to understand me. I need you to hear and understand what I have to say to you. The candidate selection committee has the discernment, the years of experience and exposure in the organization to deduce whether or not you have an unpolished gem of leadership that exists in you. By the way that you sit in this chair, the way that you answer these strategic questions that they ask you, and by the candidate selection committee doing their own vetting again. They come, they ask your neighbor questions, but you, he just beat his wife. You ever see him drag her outside? How they just live? They nasty? I don't know what they ask, but these are questions that the vetting committee asks. After they deduce that, based upon the knowledge that exists in this particular space, people with knowledge, people like Janet Boswick, people like Ivy Dumont, people like Italia Johnson, Hubert Ingram, Michael Pintard, C.A. Smith, Maurice Moore, Richard Johnson, right? All these particular person, Brent Simonet, Nico Grant, all these people have years of experience. They know what it means to be a Free National Movement member, and they understand the plight of the fight that leads towards national leadership. These are the people that you want to sit down with. These are the people that you sit before. Politics is not about training. It's about relationships. It's about the ability to know how to navigate a room when you reach. It's about being able to see the MacGyver in you, how you could find leadership out of nothing, how you could make it happen. That's what politics is about in this country. This concept may not necessarily be a bad concept. I think it needs to be reworded. But you cannot idea in their mind to say, oh yeah, man, this can prepare me to be a member of parliament now. No, sir. No, sir. You came here stupid. We only acknowledge you and take you on because we want to be decent, but you ain't got no sense to be around here. Your mother said you was the stupidest child she got. And you, but I could do this. No, I just want to be decent with you. I make joke, but I'm trying to be decent with you. I want to be honest with you. They go through all of these questions. And the only person who could make recommendation that you were sent to a position because they've identified an unpolished gem of leadership to put you in a position and we know that you would do well is men and women who have served in this capacity. Stop playing where people could understand just what you're saying, man. You ain't making nobody no candidate. They're not going to become a candidate like this. They're not even guaranteed. All you're doing is stuffing up and hotting up the FNM headquarters with a bunch of y'all, and we know we only want 10 of y'all in here. Y'all, stop it. Let's shoot straight. Get back, in my personal view and opinion, get back to scouting men and women. Identify them and stop having this standoff approach. Identify them. That doesn't show your desperation. That shows your desperation and desire to be able to change this country. Identify undeniable talent, bona fide talent in this country, and approach them. There was a time where people would be proud to be a FNM. Oh yeah, this is a progressive organization. I love to be able to see what they would do. Oh my God, if the FNM, proud to be an FNM. Put yourself in this kind of position, man. And that goes to the PLP also. Get back to scouting and identifying information. Create a space where people could do this online. Y'all, let's be joking, man. Let's be decent. Let me take a telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Howard Grant.
Hey, how you doing, man? What's up,
man? Man, good, good. Bear with me two quick things I want to put to your attention. God
just walked in. He was out. He just got in.
Okay, listen. God is there now?
Yeah, he's right here right now.
I want him to hear this.
He can help.
I got to go back as far as the 2012 general election.
Go ahead.
I'm here.
I was a big player in the 2012 election in the Nassau-Willis constituency.
All right.
And we had a, could I call him a candidate? He wasn't for my party, but he was a candidate for a political party. He spent $1 something million. I'm not exaggerating. Let me show you how money.
That was Kennedy, Derek Ryan.
Who was that?
Derek Ryan was running for Kennedy and a part of Nassau Village.
No. I said in Nassau Village, not Derek
just
Ryan.
Just Nassau Village. Wow.
I said that in the 2012 election.
Oh, okay.
And he spent $1 something million. I ain't asking you. I'm telling you, when he had chicken and ribs, he had steak and crawfish on the grill.
What?
He barely got his deposit back.
Oh.
The F&M candidate, and I'm not calling no names, the F&M candidate had a grill out with half a case of chicken and beat him.
Yes.
So it shows the money, the people that know who they're voting for. 12 months into a general election, very seldom you could change some people's mind. They don't know who they won't. They don't know they won't for you again, or they won't again too.
That's true.
They mind and make up. You got to come with some magic and something serious to change their mind.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
You went to university to know that?
If I went to university to know that?
Yeah.
No, sir.
did you have to do a class? Did you have to do a class to know this? You did a class, right?
Yes, at the University of Woodford. But listen to me.
Uh-huh.
You see the F&M wasting these people time now, but come for the module and all that.
That's what I'm talking about.
They don't have their candidates.
Yes.
It's only a show.
Yes. And we know
guess
that.
What? I don't care how many people you go sit in the front of. If Mr. Pinta don't want you as a candidate, you cannot be a candidate.
That is correct.
That's point blank.
I don't care who Ms.
I don't care how much rope you climb and how much American Ninja Machine you were able to jump and do all those things like that. If at the end of the day, Hubert Ingraham walk in the room and say, I know that you have the process going on, but I want you to be able to nominate Bakisha for me. And the process stop instantaneously.
One man.
Instantaneously, the process stopped.
You know what I like about this caller?
With Dr. Dwayne Sands talking, he's trying to mock the PLP.
Yeah,
the
but this is what I like about what Howard said earlier. And I appreciate you, caller, because...
I'm a PLP.
Uh-huh.
But I knew they knew the candidate.
Everybody know the candidate. How you can go in the race without knowing who your soldiers is?
Dr. Dwayne Sands, I'm trying to do the same. They already have their candidate. They don't know they ain't running Dr. Minutes no more. They don't know they ain't running the gentleman that made free. They don't know that.
If you were Michael Pintard, would you?
My line light up, man. Let me answer some telephone call.
I say they only fooling these. They know they're running.
They're fooling me.
The woman against. They don't know these things.
You're doing a lot.
All right.
I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so very kindly for that. I just want to be decent as
smart,
I say this.
Smart caller.
Then let's take a next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, how are you?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Not bad. You know, I had Anton earlier, right? But a Bahamian could go, as a Bahamian, he could go anywhere. You talking about him?
No. He said his father told him. This is something that stayed in his spirit. And his father said that.
You should know that was Damon's kind of going on Bay Street.
When? Now or then?
That's the casino.
Oh, you're doing a lot. You're doing a lot. You're doing a lot.
Crab, you say, hey, you want that child to do is resisting arrest. That's all you did just because you went on Bay Street.
That's a conversation in itself.
And what's this?
The casino.
I remember when Lyndon Fenlon became the prime minister, right? The first question they asked him is whether he's going to bring income tax and capital gains tax. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
So all these classes and thing, what Anton father taught.
Don't fight Anton father.
He thought to be a good Uncle Tom because they said Uncle Tom. He taught the UBP way.
Don't fight Anton's father. A father has a...
Both the PLP is not a progressive party. They are a conservative party.
Mm.
You know, them and the F&M are the same. No different.
My God.
Until we admit that as behemoths, we ain't getting nowhere. We'll always be Uncle Tom Nish forever and forever.
My God.
Thank you.
I appreciate the telephone call. Let me take the next call. Call on the line. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing, my brother?
I'm good, and you?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
I'm good. So, I heard you yesterday and today, right?
Mm-hmm.
In my words, blasting the chairman of the FNM.
This only could be your words.
But, I mean, of course, this is the narrative that you use, but But
okay, go ahead.
The chairman of the FNM, of Westgate, I'm a part of the FNM. I'm deep-seated in the FNM.
Okay.
So I know all that whole stuff that you just spoke about, what you had to go through and all. I know I'm familiar with that.
It's a part of the process.
Yes, part of the process.
Okay, I'm not going to fight you.
But the chairman never said that persons who are going through these classes and all that stuff are going to be candidates.
I never said that he said
that. If you want to be a potential candidate, you have to go through these classes. So these classes are not going to make you a candidate.
Okay, but I never said that he said that. I'm saying to you, and at the end of my monologue, I did not say that. I say at the end of my monologue, I indicated that the Free National Movement, like any other organization, should get back to its roots and identify and scout talent as opposed to waiting for it to walk through the door.
No, but they are not doing that.
But that's what I'm saying to you. They're not doing
that. Okay. In other words, then, just like I say, if I won't be a candidate again, I was a candidate before. If I won't be a candidate again, the party organization. People have people on the ground, have feelers on the ground who go and who scout people and all of that stuff. But because you're scouting people, that's not matter.
But that don't make sense.
You still have to step forward.
Why is your aspirations first and foremost to be a candidate as opposed to being able to support a community? You ain't even come from a constituency. For you to have a conversation about you wanting to be a candidate and go to the FNM headquarters, you skip over one step. Why you ain't going to the constituency that you're looking at? Let them carry the water for you.
Well, the reason why... Because we know that the constituency do not handpick their candidate.
They handpick Brian Brown.
Well, okay, some.
Oh,
some
come on, cousin. Wait, let's.
You know. Did your constituency pick you when you were trying to be the candidate?
My constituency picked Pakisha Parker. They get to make that decision.
Did they pick you?
Of course. What I'm saying to you is that the constituency office identifies who they want.
Huh?
The candidates that are on the constituency committee, there is a constituency committee before you get to the FNM headquarters. The constituency committee in 8 Mile Rock is made about 10 to 12 people. They choose who they want to be able to represent them, and they push your name forward to the candidate selection committee. Yeah. Why would you skip that process and go to the FNM headquarters and present your name to the candidate selection committee?
Because at the end of the day, you're going to your constituency and telling them your
how
you feel and all that stuff does not get you to where you need to get to.
The constituency committee still have the autonomy.
Autonomy lies with the council.
So what the constituency committee for if they can't choose?
And the council.
Okay,
it does not lie with the constituency.
I ain't gonna fight you. I'm not gonna fight you. All you did is I bent you the process.
Okay, so I can tell you that it does not lie with the leader. After you go through the constituency, then you have to go to the council and the leader.
Or maybe that should be rectified.
What? No, that's a good process.
How could that be a good process?
Okay,
if I from 8 Mile Rock and you from Burnt Ground, Long Island, and I'm in 8 Mile Rock, but your relationship is deep in the FNM, and they identify you to be a candidate in 8 Mile Rock. How could that be good for 8 Mile Rock?
Because in that constituency, if you were just going with the constituency, you could be biased to that person.
I don't understand your argument. I'm not going to fight you.
I could be biased to a person who is around me, but they don't have the scope to even go further or wider, but they're just in that constituency, so I think that they're a good candidate for me. But when you look at it on a wider scope, they can't go beyond their constituency. So that's why I will not just rely on the constituency to tell me who the truth.
But in our conversation, I got to let you go. In our conversation, I just won't be able to shoot straight with you. I've already indicated that every one of these steps in the process are essential steps for being able to identify a strong constituency, one that the party agrees with and one where the constituency agrees with. The FNMs in that constituency agree with. But if you're superseding all of those processes to be able to say that we're qualified, we're capable, now put your hand in the bag like a raffle. Anyone we put out, we put up to any constituency because we have certified them in this particular, this aspirant constituency committee, whatever we've done. If you just juck your hand in the barrel and pull out any number, that's not working for politics and the democracy in this country. You can't do that. I just won't be decent as I say that. Let me take the next telephone call. Caller, go ahead. Next telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, my brother. What's happening?
I, you know, the last caller is a classic example of people who have sacrificed their intelligence and their integrity when it falls to a pardon policy. Okay? And that's about the nicest way I can put that.
Why, what school you went to? You sound
because,
so good.
Because, and I'll tell you what he made. God knows. So
yeah.
He knows, I can think.
Yeah, say it,
Let
bro.
Me tell you the statement he made in which he completely disqualified himself to walk among intelligent people on the planet.
My God.
He said...
Indecent.
The constituency shouldn't pick the person because the constituent could be biased toward the person. When the whole point of representative government
is
that I should pick somebody
that you're comfortable with,
who I am to view speak on my behalf in the House of Assembly. Okay? That's the reason why we have three branches of government. The legislative branch is supposed to be representative government. No ifs, ands, or buts on that.
Yes.
Representative government.
Yes.
All right? The problem we have is we take the same people from the representative government and put them in the administrative branch. And so now there's no checks and balance because 99% of the MPs of the government, which from both parties, when they run, when they're in charge, now sit in cabinet in some form or fashion. Okay? And so there's no administrative checks and balances. And you've heard me say this on your show before. There should never be a candidate who does not live in their constituency.
You did say that before.
I've always said that.
You've said that before.
And if you just change that one rule...
That's it.
Because when you got to drive that pothole every day...
That's it.
When you got to deal with the fact that the street light's dark...
This entire process should be done in the constituency. This entire process... should not be done in the headquarters in Nassau. It should be done right in the constituency that 39 people or 39 groupings should be responsible for dispersing this in every constituency in this country. Let's be decent.
And then the Prime Minister gets to pick anybody he wants, other than them people who sit in Parliament, to sit in his or her cabinet. Okay? Hmm. So that there's checks and balances.
That's it.
And what people have to stop doing is this whole, if I worship the leader enough, if I lick enough food, if I buy enough Jergen to lotion them up, right?
Well, you was my good friend, you know. Why are you so indecent today?
I know, man.
He's being honest. It's the truth.
But he sounds so good.
When I hear seemingly intelligent behemoths.
Oh, Lord. The doctoral degree just came up.
In an independent bomb.
And genuflecting to political narrative is bananas. I got to take this break.
Hey, we can baptize you this weekend, but you need some more Jesus.
I appreciate you calling, my brother. I got to go. I got to take this commercial break. Let me take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
Always on the go? Missed a show?
You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
The foundation with Howard Grant back live in full effect. I'm just trying to read a couple of these texts. Y'all fighting me. I get a couple of cuss on the text. Howard, you never been no MP. I can look for that one right now. Jeez. Howard, you ever win? You ever win anything? That's why anybody wants you, damn. I can read your text. I'm not afraid to read your text, ladies and gentlemen. Let me see if I can read this text. It says, this is more than just personality and relationships. The one and only aspect of a job, Picewell, is an extremely personable person. He's terrible in leadership. And with 50 people trained and now more coming, it's clearly going through the course doesn't guarantee you a nomination. And if you can't figure that out, you don't deserve a nomination. I'm sure that they're talking about me, right? He's terrible at leadership, and with 50 people trained and more coming, clearly going through the course doesn't guarantee you a nomination. And if you can't figure that out, you don't deserve a nomination. They're talking to all these particular persons. If 428 people go through the PLP and went through this particular course, somebody in here ain't gonna get the nomination. It's only 39 of us we need.
Yeah.
Somebody in here ain't gonna get the nomination.
And they know who.
You know when you reach, from you reach.
Mm-hmm. You know.
From you reach. There's a fellow who came to the last day of the course. Y'all been in there for 2.5 weeks. He come on the last day just to say he show up.
Could I speak my heart today?
Go ahead, sir. Let me hear your heart.
I had great expectations in 2021, even though I was not overwhelmingly satisfied with the PLP winning again. But based on their initial presentation, before they went to Bermuda on the plane and Dubai, I had great expectations. The mediocrity of the candidates concerned me at that time, but I was hopeful that the candidates would step up and do grand things, great things.
Candidates can't step up, sir.
Well, I'm trying to tell you where I was, because I'm an older man now. I'm not the fellow yesterday. I'm the fellow on the end of my rope type of fellow. So I really want to see the country go in a positive direction. So I'm hopeful. I'm back in church now, and I'm hopeful. I'm praying for this to take place. And all I've seen is mediocrity. When our good friend Antoine spoke about,
he said we have
2 more years remaining in government. I wanted Antoine to explain to me, what have you done for the first 3 years? Because I'm no longer hopeful for your last 2 years. Your first 3 years has been nothing short of disappointing for me. Not that I'm asking for anything. Not that I'm looking for anything. But I am concerned for the generations, Howard Grant, that are coming behind me. I am very concerned about that. And I want those young people to have an opportunity to experience a great nation. Presently today, Howard Grant, I sit on the show with you from time to time, watching you attempt to tell the people that what we're doing doesn't make sense. We need to shift. We need to move. We can do better if we want to do better. But the people that are fighting you today on the show, to me, are proving to me that they have no intention of this country getting better. And it's just too many of these people that someone said yesterday on your show. It's too many of you people who make the intelligent people want to give up. We are fighting for our country. This is not a PLP thing or FNM thing. This is a Bahamian thing where we are fighting against another 199 countries around the world to be significant. This is where we are.
Let's ask this question. How many people have gone off to University of the Bahamas? They're certified, they're qualified, they have gotten a degree, they've gotten more than one degree, they've expanded themselves, they've presented this particular certificate, and the first thing that your employer or potential employer says is that, oh, wow, you're overqualified.
I know it. I heard it all my life.
Oh, wow, you're overqualified.
They said, God, you see your material.
You're overqualified. You know why? You know why? At the very base of this country, they want that CMC you was talking about. That's all they want. They only want average people.
That's it, mediocre.
In these various positions. They want an average doctor. They want an average person in these particular states.
It's crazy.
They want. That's what they want.
It's crazy.
You know why? The reason why is if you put progressive people with an idea to change the country and move the country forward, then the money that you was making, how it has trickled through the back door and down the pipes and so forth and so on, and then get in your pocket or your bank account or however it happens, that got to stop. Because now people with intelligence, people with intellect, who's looking for legacy and the longevity of our country, they have to step into accountability. But you can't be accountable with people who is average because they only won't get by.
But Howard,
what you looking for?
You gave me a great opportunity last week, Wednesday. It's the first time I've ever hosted a show. I thank you publicly. I totally enjoyed myself, even though the woman may say I said some things that I didn't say, right? But I enjoyed myself, right? Howard, I want to say this to you. With all that you just said, this mediocrity continues because of a mediocre population.
That's what they're feeding. That's what they feed. That's the monster you feed. You feed the monster of mediocrity.
And then they mad at you because you have a vision that you can see past the mediocrity.
That's the M&M, the monster of mediocrity. That's what they feeding. They feeding that, shoveling sludge in their mouth every day, feeding it. Open your mouth and making declarations to the universe that you are content with stupidity. You're content with it.
My God. You are
content with being an idiot.
Matt, I wanted to say that's so bad. An idiot.
You are content.
And guess what, Albert? You believe someone listening to the show right now can say, why you call us an idiot?
No, I ain't calling nobody no idiot.
I'm saying
if you feed the monster of mediocrity,
that's what you're going to have.
You're content with mediocrity.
You have a bunch of idiots in the country.
You're happy with that. Let me take the next telephone call. We're going to get a little bit of time. Caller, go ahead. These lines lit right up. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, Howard and God.
Hey, what's up? Antony, get back. I can't fight you.
Sir, yes, well, you sound like you got plenty of energy, too.
What?
Jesus, Lord, what are you going to do?
You're right, that God. Let me go quickly.
All right, bust me up. Let me hear you.
Let me go quickly. Look, the PLP's leadership module, Howard, just for the record, it was not the mechanism used to select its candidate, nor was it ever intended to do so. The module was the key to qualifying to present yourself as a possible candidate.
No, that don't sound right, Anton. That don't sound right.
On government boards, as chairmen or members, right?
Okay.
However, Howard, I certainly fully appreciate and understand the point that you were drawing for persons to understand that there is a major difference in someone who comes prepared through their life experiences, through their life lessons,
yes,
to be in a position,
yes,
of leadership in the country, versus someone sitting in a classroom attaining some level of understanding and appreciation, which still does not amount in the end to someone being prepared to be a leader in Parliament, in the Senate, or in any government board or any government corporation, etc. I fully appreciate your sentiment. Look, to answer that person who made the comment about my dad, and this is where I want to spend the bulk and the last little bit of my time, Howard. The Bahamas, and I wrote a footnote, so I just stay on point. The Bahamas as a country and our political system is indeed imperfect. But even in our perfection, listen to these four quick points. A Bahamian went from poverty on a family island to night school, to partner in a leading legal office in our country, to prime minister. That person, Hubert Alexander Ingram. Mm-hmm. A Bahamian went from being kicked out of school to being considered intellectually challenged and unable to keep up academically.
To the most articulate prime minister we've seen in this country. To the most articulate prime minister we've seen in this country. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. And that person being former Prime Minister Perry Gladstone Christie.
Yes.
Listen, man. Listen. Listen to that person who talked that garbage juice on the radio. just now. A bohemian rent for walking to the outdoor toilet in Beans and Grantstown, right? To the public pumps in Beans and Grantstown to get water, right? To a scholarship to attend a leading Catholic school in our country, on scholarship, walking to school, to establishing a leading medical practice in the entire country, to Prime Minister, that person being the immediate past former Prime Minister, Hubert Alexander Minnis, the current Prime Minister, he went from farming bare feet and fishing bare feet on Cat Island, extreme poverty, to attending scholarship to a Methodist school in the country, to being a partner in a leading law firm in our country, to Prime Minister to this current day. Tell that person to stop talking nonsense and ignorance and making themselves look like the fool that they are by coming on national airwaves to expose their inadequacies as a human being. Look, man, you could be anything in this country, anything. You could go anywhere in this country. You can be anything in this country. You can rise to any level you want in this country today. You can attain any level of education you want in this country today. You couldn't do that back in the 60s. Stop being foolish. Thank you for the opportunity,
Howard,
and God bless.
Next telephone
call.
What are you on? Call on the line. Go ahead. Hello? Go ahead, cousin.
Yes. Hey, how you doing, Howard?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, this made me make a few points like Anton did. Oh, by the way, God, you could never be overqualified. You could just be paid.
That's correct.
Now, Howard, today you spoke of something called Peter's Principle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Howard, you could be the best pediatric surgeon, and then I put you in charge of the hospital, and it collapsed.
That's correct.
Peter's Principle says eventually we will all be promoted to the level of our incompetence. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is where... When you look at leadership in the Bahamas, we have leaders trying to do things that they should be directing. And that's where it is, you know. So I could make an excellent coach. I could teach a guy to lift 500 pounds, but I can't. I could teach a guy to hit 53 short jumpers, but I can't. See, there's a difference in trying to do it yourself and being the leader to direct others to accomplish a goal.
I like it.
And I learned this when at IBM and other places where people who couldn't program or couldn't do different things brought some of the best minds together to achieve what they considered the impossible at the time. And that's what leadership is about. See, the problem is that we have plenty of people who say the who, the what, the which, the where, the why, and the when. But when you put them against the wall and say, now tell me how, they fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
And so the problem is that we keep looking that exclusivity for leadership is in the House of Assembly when building a nation requires in and out of the Assembly. And so when you now go to what the FNM is doing, I think there's a distinct difference for looking at leadership as opposed to making someone aware. The opposite of aware is unaware. So to aware means to impart knowledge, to inform and impart knowledge to someone about something, about an organization that they are becoming a part of and that what the expectation is as to what it is. Because understand, even for individuals may offer themselves, may not know the intimacy of actually how things operate, how things should operate. And the question it should be is that are we teaching them that in these classes, are we teaching them that your job is policy rather than running around pretending like you're Minister of Works in the sense of that you now rule works. You know, it kills me, right? When I see the Minister of Works looking at potholes or the Minister of BC checking cars as they know and all these other, you know, just look at each of the ministers. Their job is policy. That's the broken system that we have. And this is why, Howard, let's use Grand Bahama as an example. 20 years I hear people talk about putting digitizing Grand Bahama, the second most digitally prepared place in the world. But here's the problem, Howard. There's something called first knowledge. Let me take an example. In 1983 was when the internet came around, as you guys know it. When before that, up from 1983, we spoke to people in Wall Street, and we told them, these computers and the internet are going to allow you to program, I mean, to do trading instantly and not have to be on a location. You could do it manually, and you won't have to be on the phone. They knew what a computer was because it was about 3 to 4 years old as we knew it on the desktop. They knew what trading was. Do you know the question they asked us? What the hell is the internet? First person knowledge. And so what you have people who read and get information. I'll end by saying this. We are in a world awash with information. But you know what happens? We have lack comprehension. Knowledge is the proper comprehension of information. Wisdom is the proper execution of knowledge. And so this is the problem that we have. And so what we need now is a new paradigm shift in leaders that understand that the collective intelligence of all of us is far superior to some of us.
Thank you, my brother.
And then we'll have a better nation. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate your telephone call. Quick break and be right back after this.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Bahamas, are you ready?
Keep the Vibe Alive Music Group, along with Alpha Sounds, present
the best of the best, Raking, Scrape, Explosion, Reloaded.
This is the biggest one-day all-Bahamian concert of the year.
Featuring KB, D-Mac, Abby,
Mama D,
Fan Sean,
Shine, 242,
The Falcons,
and more.
Mark your calendars. It's going down November the 2nd at Super Club Breezes Ground. Tickets now available at BahamasEtickets.com or both Beauty Shack location. General admission $60. VIP Skybox and Skypods also available. For more info, call 394-0819 or email keepthevibealive242 at gmail.com. Experience the magic once again with more legends for one night only. Come party with us November 2nd at Best of the Mass. Rake in, Scrape, Explosion, Reloaded.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
That's a little bit Sister Act for you. If you want to be somebody, you want to go somewhere, you got to wake up and pay attention. That was a little something I threw there for Anton. Guys, I want to be able to read a couple of these texts. I'm sitting here in the studio and being able to do this as we wrap it up. I see that I have about three or four telephone calls. So it says, these parties need to use the primary voting system similar to what's in the United States of America. In that system, the community gets to choose who they want as their candidate and as president of a party and the country. Let me take a telephone call. Call on the line. You got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, what's up?
Welcome back, man. Welcome back.
I appreciate
Howard,
you.
Ball. Hey, God. Hey. Yeah, show Howard how to run these lines so quick. But Howard.
Go ahead.
What, Howard, what's the sense you putting them in training and then when you get in the government and the government win, they can still go and do nothing because they could be saying to rip on and everything and
that's
they
can't
they could go to the party.
That's
or the, yeah, the government rip on. They still can't. So what are you training you for? And let me add something to what Dr. Marvin Smith said, a.k.a. Big Chief, and the text to say just now. Yeah, well, they're going to pick the person from the constituency, and let's expand our democracy. let's put in a recall system. 4,000 people in that constituency. And after 3 years, like now, the 16th of September coming up, we go to the, we get some signatures. If we get 2,001 persons say they don't like this person and this constituency, or we get on 2,500 out of 4,000, they got to go.
Yeah, they
got to go. They got to come out there. Because if three quarters of the people in here with you, a recall system, they got to go. Let me let someone else get it. I call you back tomorrow. Link me. We can get together.
Thank you, brother. But it got to be more of a system than just going with feelings. Because I don't feel like I like you today if, you know, my wheelbarrow
gone. Most people ain't going to feel if you ain't paying.
I don't feel like it at the end of the month when I got to pay this. I don't feel, you know what I'm saying? It got to be more of a systematic approach to being able to identify whether or not you hit certain marks for us to deduce whether or not we want you or whether or not you're even up to scrutinize your
hit the nail on the head, and you impressed me when you said to me that maybe the wages of politicians need be increased to a level
I told you that.
Where we don't have to concern ourselves about corruption.
I told you that.
And then and from you come in this room, who are corrupt.
You giving these politicians $120,000 a year, right? These members of parliament. If you're giving a member of parliament $125,000 a year, right? They can't even walk to the F&M headquarters talking, but I can be a candidate, Mr. Turn around and go back home. Don't you ever come here. You understand? Now, register to vote. Thank you. That's what they would tell them right off the top.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know that you're not qualified for no $125,000. But you all just play with crazy people.
But how much you get them?
Because you think $28,000 ain't nothing to talk about.
I know money.
So let the crazy people have it. That's what you want to do. You need to fix that. Let me take this last two telephone calls. Caller, you got 30 seconds. Go ahead. Caller, you got 30 seconds. Go ahead. Next caller. Go ahead. All right, we finish. All right, so Garth, this is it. Now, y'all could fight me all you want. How would you just want to come against with the F&M and say, man, listen to me. There has to be a new approach to a stagnant politics in this country. There has to be a new approach. We have gotten the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm, repeatedly.
We have gotten the exact same thing from 2002. Let's be decent. Yep. I'm not going to say 1992 because we got some good gems in 1992. Okay. I'm not going to say 1997 because we got some good gems in 1997. And in 2002, that's when the riffraff started coming in. In 2002, the entire Christie administration, the legacy, what do you remember about 2002 to 2007? What's the biggest story that you can remember about the PLP from 2002 to 2007? Quickly. 5, 4,
infrastructure.
3. No, wait.
They say infrastructure.
Out of the cold.
They wanted,
that's the biggest story that you could remember about projects. The PLP during this dispensation, which is bananas.
They said they were anchor projects.
This is bananas. This is bananas. You have to be able to identify people with integrity. You have to be able, and the leadership in your organization should be able to scrutinize that. Yeah, you got all the mechanisms, all the money, all the relationship, all the access. You should be able to scrutinize how do we keep riffraff from our governance in this country. You didn't open the door.
But both of these parties say the members of parliament's personal life shouldn't affect the politics of the
crazy.
Of the party.
They that don't even that. Make sense.
But that's what they said.
But it will affect. If the only thing that you're doing with your insatiable desire for man or woman or whatever it is in the House of Assembly, you can't even focus.
But you don't realize the riffraff.
You use your power to be able to get your desire.
Listen, boss.
Your heart is not connected to this constituency.
You got some MPs who haven't reached the courthouse yet. You got some recent activity in the political party ain't really clear as to what the judicial process is right now. All is with political
That's why you lean on the intellectual capacity of your organization. Those men and women that can scrutinize, can identify, and can vet whether or not you have that unpolished gem to step in the position of leadership. The organizations are getting too lazy, and they believe that this laziness is translated to a modern approach. But it is not.
But you said what it is, Howard, a lack of what? Integrity. That's what your whole show is about. There's no integrity.
It's garbage.
Then it's a free for all.
It's garbage. Let's be decent about this and being able to have this kind of a conversation. Guys, I want to thank you so much for being able to dive into this with us today. Tomorrow is Wednesday. It's a panel discussion. You're supposed to be here on Wednesday, but I'm not going to fight you. I appreciate you coming with me and being able to dive into these things. It's a decent man. And we can do this.
I can put my cowboy hat on now.
Maybe I pull you in tomorrow, too. I know you're busy tomorrow.
And I ain't never too busy for the baby.
Never too busy. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the show today. I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to chime in with us. We had a lot of calls today, a lot of texts today. somebody text me and say, Howard, don't fight me. I will be decent. I'm not going to fight you, my brother. We're good, live, and in full effect. We're going to see you tomorrow right here on The Foundation with Howard Grant. Have a great day, guys. See you tomorrow. Godspeed.
The Foundation.